episode 2278, From the Ashes of Defeat.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you enjoyed a beautiful weekend. It was Easter weekend and celebrating with the family. Today is Mindset Monday. It is time to step into your greatness and to lead from the ashes of defeat. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. But this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. One thing that has really been on my heart lately is how many dreams are being pushed aside. Dreams that we don't live out, the calling on our life. You see, failure is not made to hold you down. You can rise from the ashes of defeat and conquer the limitations you've approved. Live out your purpose with conviction through the valleys and the mountaintops. Nothing is impossible. But do you really believe? Or are you one who's settling and pushing those dreams that God has given you to the side? Did you know that you place limitations on yourself, and it's from those limitations where you live, the limitations of you? What if the limitations are simply a stepping stone into your greatness? Would your life look different? Have you ever looked at a creek? I used to play by one when I was a little girl. I would go down with a couple of my girlfriends and we would play pretend. I won't tell you all the stories because there's lots of them. But we would go down to this creek and it wasn't that high. So we could cross to the other side and it wasn't that big. There were some areas if we walked further, but we never went down there because that was getting too far from home. But I remember there would be rocks. And not just little things that we would pick up, not pebbles, but stones, stepping stones. And we would play and we would jump from one to the next to try to get to the other side without getting wet because we wanted to continue to play. And if we got wet, then it may shorten our stay at the creek. What if your limitations are simply stepping stones to get to the other side? Stepping stones into your greatness. As you continue to live out God's calling on your life, your limitations are going to shift. And it's in these limitations where we begin to label them. Because when we label limitations, we don't have to live it or love it. It's that backdoor escape. It's like, oh, well, if I'm a perfectionist, you know, it just is one of those things. I don't have everything right. So it's okay to keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Really? Is it? And I'm talking to me too, not just you. We label things to give us an identity. When we give us that identity, it pulls up something within us, right? Brick walls. We just keep building them up and up and up. Don't label your limitations so you can ignore what God wants to do in your life. Live in God's presence and promise so you can love what God has called you to. Label the impossibilities so God's presence can continue to work in your life, and then you can believe deeper as you see God's presence in what God has called you to live out and to love. But be also careful. Life ebbs and flows. It's always changing. So don't allow yourself to get stuck and go backwards to those limitations, the crutches that keep you hidden behind that back door that says, oh, but remember when? I can't do that because I failed too many times. from the ashes of defeat, you can rise above. And remember this, don't summarize what has happened in your life, because it's there where you squeeze out the true meaning of your blessings. Sometimes we try to simplify things way too much, like, oh, you know, yeah, it was just this. Really? Was it just that? Or was it this incredible, beautiful picture as to how God placed every single thing, the stepping stones that led you to where you are now? And you're like, yeah, but it wasn't really anything. And you try to make it less than. Don't trust the summary of your life because it's too subtle, and then you settle. God's got big plans for you. From the ashes of defeat, find your strength in weakness. From the ashes of defeat, discover that you believe even without proof. From the ashes of defeat, live knowing you can do anything. Whatever you have told yourself becomes your stop sign in life, good or bad. You stop. You pause. Little do we reflect, though, because we want to go and, maybe I shouldn't, or maybe I should. Good, bad, or ugly. We are usually the ones that get in the way. It's time to knock down the walls and be open. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Knock down those walls and be open. You are only going to go as far as you can see. Therefore, you must be willing to unlearn your limitations and from the ashes of defeat, rise to your greatness. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That stepping stone. It's just the next thing. The next thing. Sometimes we're trying to figure out way too much. Have you ever tried to remodel a house? You can't do it all at one time. Because sometimes you have to have the walls up, right, in order to hang the pictures. So why are we looking at hanging the pictures before the walls are even up? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Let me ask you this. When did you start believing more in others versus what God is doing and showing in your life? Adulthood? Because as a child, you could do anything. The wonder was always there. Your heart was always open. You could believe in what you could not see, but as soon as you saw what you couldn't do, you latched onto the failures, not the possibilities. Adulthood. Why not live more like a child? But the wisdom that you've gained from experience. From the ashes of defeat, number one, find your strength in weakness. Your walls are only limitations. Let go of those limitations you have placed on your own life. The walls can be broken, but your heart must be open. Sometimes we try to do things, but we just haven't looked deep enough. We haven't felt deep enough. Where's your heart today? Are you willing to find your strength in weakness? From the ashes of defeat, number two, discover you believe even without proof. You need to trust yourself and God and walk by faith. Yes, maybe you've fallen a few times. Me too. So get back up and try again. Nothing goes unnoticed when God is at work in your life, but you must open your eyes to believe what you don't see. From the ashes of defeat, number three, live knowing you can do anything. Nothing is impossible because God's got you. Your limitations, that stop sign, it's time to get rid of it. When you make yourself available, God makes you capable. Are you ready to do the work that He is saying, this is you, babe. I created you for this. Kick your limitations to the curb and get ready to spring into a life designed by God. Because I tell you right now, He knows much more than you and I do. Trust in His judgment, not yours. Because your judgment only builds walls. God's builds bridges. So clear the calendar. God's at work. When you face limitations every day, ask God to get in the way by showing you the direction in order to reach completion. From the ashes of defeat comes the journey of greatness. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.